This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. The White House announced Tuesday that President Joe Biden will attend next month's Group of 20 summit in New Delhi, India. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
Global issues from the clean energy transition and combating climate change to mitigating the economic and social impacts of Russia's war in Ukraine to increasing the capacity of the multilateral development banks, including the World Bank, to better fight poverty and take on the significant transnational challenges that are afflicting countries across the world.
The Leaders Summit is scheduled to take place September 9th and 10th. The African Union has suspended Niger from all of its institutions and activities until deposed elected President Mohamed Bazoum is returned to power. The African Union is made up of 55 nations. President Bazoum, his wife and son, have been kept under house arrest in the capital. Authorities say Greek firefighters have found the bodies of 18 people in an area of northeastern Greece ravaged by a major wildfire. More now from Associated Press correspondent Lawrence Brooks.
Greek police have been working to identify the bodies with a specialist team. They were found near a shack in the northeastern Alexandropolis region. No reports of missing people have been filed in the area, so authorities have been examining the possibility that the casualties were migrants who had entered the country from neighboring Turkey. Hundreds of firefighters have struggled to control the wildfires, which have been burning out of control for days in northeastern Greece, with strong winds fanning flames and prompting evacuations of villages and a city hospital. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Tropical Depression Harold crossed into northern Mexico with heavy rains. It is expected to dissipate today. This is VOA News. An unmanned Soyuz spacecraft rocketed into space from Kazakhstan on Wednesday to resupply the International Space Station.
And liftoff. Liftoff of the 85th Progress resupply mission to the International Space Station. Tower is clear.
A second launch from Florida will send four new crew members to the orbital lab on Friday. India is set to make history with the first South Pole moon landing. As you can imagine, an immense moment of national pride. Here is partner and managing director at Space Tech Partners, Carla Filotico.
As you are well aware, only U.S., as well as Russia and China were able to land on the moon. So in India will be the fourth country to land on the moon, but also the very first one to land on the South Pole.
India's previous attempt to land on the lunar South Pole failed in 2019. The latest attempt is scheduled to have the craft touch down on the moon just after 6 p.m. India time. That's 12:30 GMT. Chinese President Xi Jinping has greeted in Pretoria by South African President Cyril Ramaphosa on Tuesday with a 21-gun salute as he arrived for the BRICS meeting, and the two countries marked 25 years of diplomatic relations. Reuters correspondent Kate Bartlett has more from Johannesburg.
Ramaphosa confirmed South Africa's commitment to the One China policy and noted that Pretoria and Beijing shared a similar position in supporting the peaceful resolution of the conflict in Ukraine. For his part, Xi noted the two nations share a strong bond as comrades and brothers. The BRICS Summit of Emerging Economies, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, all the BRICS country leaders are in attendance, save for Russian President Vladimir Putin, who will be taking part remotely. Expansion of the bloc is expected to dominate the agenda of the summit, which ends Thursday. Kate Bartlett for VOA News, Johannesburg.
Officials in Hawaii on Tuesday implored residents to submit DNA samples to help with the identification of human remains found in the ashes of that wildfire on the island of Maui. Currently, the death toll stands at 115 people. At the same time, investigators acknowledge that it's possible that not all of the remains of the victims from August 8th on the fire on Maui will ever be found. More information on our website, which you can find at voanews.com, and we have mobile apps available from both Apple and Google. In Washington, D.C., I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.